Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Yevamos Daf Tes. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a Mark the Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 10 lines from the bottom, again, from the bottom of Daf Tes. Before we begin the actual Gemara, we glance at the side where we have a nosei, a topic heading. We should point out, by the way, that it's only at this point that we really begin the Masechta with regard to the intricate family relations that characterize the first half of the Masechta. Up till now, we were dealing with Mishnah structure and Gzeres HaKosuvs, but now we begin the Masechta Yevamos and family relations that makes the Masechta so well known. So on the side, we have the following topic heading, Levi, Roitze Lahoisif L'Rushima Shel Tesva of Noshim, Shepotra Sorosem. Levi has an idea to add to the list of 15 forbidden women, the women that when they are co-wives with others, because the 15 women are Ervos, so they exempt the co-wives as well from Mitzvahs Yibum. He wants to add Shehei Tezayin Noshim. He wants to add one, and we'll see who that is, to make a total of 16 women. So this is Levi's idea. When, as the Gemara opens, you don't see who the woman is until the 3-4 lines into the Gemara, and we see who he has which erva he intends to add. Omar Levi LeRebbe. Levi asks Rebbe, my iryah detoni tes vav. What is it that makes the Mishnah to speak about 15 forbidden type women, 15 ervos? Listening, tezayin, let the Mishnah teach one more for a total of 16. Amarle, Rebbe responds, kimedume li she'ein loy moyach bekod kodoy. Very harsh response. Rebbe says, it appears to me that this man does not have a brain in his skull. We should point out, by the way, that this discussion will last until Daf Yud. So with that in mind, it's basically one basic topic. Why? Who Levi intended to add, and why Rebbe reacts so harshly to his suggestion. The Gemara continues with Rebbe speaking. He says, you know, it seems to me that this one doesn't have a brain in his skull. My daitoch, what's your intention? Imoi anusas oviv, to include one's mother, a woman who was raped and produced this son. And this mother, this woman who was raped by his father, would then marry his brother. Is that your intention? And then, of course, with the brother's death, so the mother is falling to her son as Yibum. Well, Imoy Anusas Oviv, this very case of one's mother falling to Yibum, Plukto de Reb Yehuda Rabbonon Hi. This would be a machloikis, a Tanaic controversy as to whether such a scenario could even arise. Ube plukta lo ka mairi. And our Mishnah is not interested in dealing with subjects that are machloikis, that are controversial, that are subjects of Tanaic controversy. You see that we have a little diagram on the side that indicates what took place. A man raped a woman, we call her Anusa. That union produced a son, we'll call him Shimon, Shin Shimon. And Shimon has a brother, Reuven, and Reuven married that very woman, the woman that his father happened to rape. Now, you might notice that Reuven is the product of a marriage that the father had with another woman. Hence, you have Reuven and Shimon are brothers from a common father, but they have different mothers. So Reuven married this Anusas Aviv. Upon Reuven's death, so Shimon would be confronted with his own mother as a Yevoma. Of course, if Reuven dies, leaving no children. So why wasn't this listed in the Mishnah? So Rebbe says that this issue, could it even happen? Could Reuven even marry the woman that his father raped? That's a machloikis tanoim. According to Rebbe Yehuda, a man is not allowed to marry the woman that his father raped. And therefore, since Reuven could not marry the woman that his father raped, the Yibum situation upon Reuven's death and mother of Shimon falling the Yibum wouldn't take place. According to the Rabbanon, it could happen, but Rebbe is telling us that our Mishnah does not deal with controversial topics. Controversial meaning matters that are where there is no unanimity of opinion. As you can see, we have a house marking, and on the side, the Mivneh structural note tells us that these houses are Kushos al Hadi Ona Rebbe Beplukta Lo Kamairi. Is that really so? That our Mishnah does not deal with subjects that are topics of machloikis. Veloi, is that really so? Vahare isur mitzvah the isur kedusha, the pligi Rabbi Akiva v'rabbonon v'katani. The topic of isur mitzvah and isur kedusha, these are women that are usur mitzvah rabbonon, or usur for other reasons. This will be discussed at much in detail in the second perek of this Masechta. So you have cases like that, which are dealt with in the second Masechta, in the second perek of this Masechta, and they are the subject of Tanaic controversy, and they are between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, and they appear in the Mishnayos. If we look at Rashi, Isur Mitzvah v'Isur Kedusha, L'kama Perek Ketzat, that's the name of the second perek, Kol Shisur Isur Erva, any woman who is usur as an erva, lo choletzis v'omis yabemis, there is no chalitza and there is no yibum. That is what our Mishnah featured. Isur Mitzvah, kagon shnios medibrei soifim, first l'kama Perek Sheni, Isur Mitzvah are women that are usur, that are forbidden midorabonon, O Isur Kedusha Kon Shinoflo Lefon of Mamzeres O Nesina Shehi Be'lav. Those are examples of women that are not punishable by Kores if a man marries her, but rather they are simple negative commands. So if Reuven married a Mamzeres and dies leaving no children, what is the din with regard to Shimon? So we say Chaylesis V'lo Misyabemis. Choletzes, there is chalitza, delo olam isur lav, loy kores lavkuyim yibum legamri. The fact that she is prohibited, it's not a strong enough prohibition to annul the need for yibum totally. Velo misyabemes, doha asura le. There's no yibum because, after all, she is a forbidden woman. Upolig Rabbi Akiva, yomar perek acholitz, chayvi lavin, chayvi kritzis. Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and he says that chayvei lavin, women that are prohibited based on a negative command, is as if there was a chiyuv kores. It's as if it was punishable by kores. The kotoni is mamzer kol she'er vaso shehu b'lo yovoi tiyesh mamzer mechayvei lavin. According to Rabbi Akiva, a man who marries a woman who is prohibited based on a simple negative command, that would in fact produce a mamzer. Rabbi Akiva olim lav lemiftura b'vloy klum ke'erva gemur. According to Rabbi Akiva, there would be no need whatsoever. So, a situation of two brothers where one of them had married a woman prohibited rabbinically, or a woman that was usur mishum kedusha, like a mamzeres or a nesina. According to the Rabbanan, there would be some form of dine yibum, i.e. there would be chalitza required. According to Rabbi Kiva, nothing is required. So you see that the Mishnayos do teach matters that are subject to Tanaic controversy. Rabbi answers, but Pirkin Kwamrinon. Within our perek, the first perek, I said there is no controversy. The Gemara asks, Vaha, we have in this perek the following source, Beishamai Matirin Esatzoros Lachin Ubeis Hillel Oisrin. A well-known machlokis, Reishamai Sila, where Shammai says that the tzora of an erva is muteres in Ibum. And Beis Hillel says, like we have been learning till now, that the tzora, the co-wife of an erva, is not muteres. So in our own parak, there is a topic of controversy. The Gemara says, Beis Shammai b'moke Beis Hillel eino mishnah. The fact that the controversy is between Beis Shammai, who is up against Beis Hillel, we call that a no contest. So it's as if there is no machlokes regarding that matter. Question. The matter of a brother's wife and the brother in question did not live concurrently with the brother who is now confronted with Yibum. We describe this in the past where you have Reuven and Shimon and Levi, where Reuven was married to a woman and Reuven died, and after Reuven's death, Levi is born. Levi, with regard to Reuven, is called Ochiv Shelo Hoyabai Lamoi, a brother that did not live concurrently with the other one. So Reuven's wife, regarding Dinim of Yibum, is called Eshes Ochiv Shelo Hayaboy Lamo. The Gemara continues at the top of Omid Beis, the Pliki Reb Shimon V'Rabbanan V'Katani. The halachas regarding such a woman and the laws of Yibum that apply is a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan. We didn't detail the machlokas yet, but it is something that is argued about. And our Mishnah mentions as one of the 15, Eishes, Ochiv Shelo Hayabo Lamoi. So, just like that is the subject of a Tanaic controversy, Levi is arguing, why not teach Imoy Anusa Soviv as one of the examples of erva? The Gemara answers, "Benoilad ulebesoif yibeim loy polig Rabbi Shimon." In the case where we have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Reuven dies leaving a woman, and then after Reuven dies, before anything happens to his widow, another brother is born, namely Levi. After Levi is born, Shimon marries Beyibum, he marries that widow. There's no problem, by the way, with Shimon marrying her, because Reuven and Shimon lived concurrently. However, Shimon dies, leaving this widow, and possibly another wife that he had from before. That's what we call Noilad. First, Levi is born, Ulebesof Yibeim, and then Shimon does Yibum with her. Lo Polig Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon does not argue regarding that case. And in that case, everyone agrees. And this is what Rabbi is telling us. In that case, everyone agrees that upon Shimon's death, Levi will not be allowed to marry her. And the reason for that is because when Levi was born, she was still purely the widow of Reuven. And Reuven and Levi did not live concurrently. Levi was born after Reuven's death. So upon Reuven's death, following Reuven's death, Levi was born, seeing a widow, a woman that he would not be allowed to marry whatsoever. And that scenario is not the subject of Machlokas. There is a scenario that is the subject of Machlokas, and that's where a slight order of events changes, namely, Reuven dies, and before Levi is born, Shimon marries the widow. Then Levi is born, that's called Yibeim Ulebesoif Noilad, where Shimon does Yibum, and only then Levi is born. When that takes place, there you'll have a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. Upon Shimon's death, can Levi miyabim her? Do we say that Shimon's marriage to her erases her status of being of having been Reuven's wife? But that's not the case that our Mishnah deals with, according to Rebbe's Teretz here. And rather, the Mishnah speaks about Noilad Ubusof Yibeim, and there's no Machlokes. Therefore, Rebbe tells us that there's no room for adding Imoyanus HaSofif. The Gemara asks, for Omar Rebbe Hoshaya, Cholukoy Rebbe Shimon Afba Rishona. Rebbe Hoshaya claims that Rebbe Shimon was allowing that very case of Noilad Ulebesof Yibeim, meaning that case as well. There, it's mutter for Levi to marry the woman after Shimon dies. So that our Mishnah does feature controversial topics. The Gemara says, no, ha itoisiv Reboshaya. Reboshaya was repudiated. He was refuted. And therefore, Reboshaya's position doesn't have to be taken into consideration. Our Mishnah does not teach points of controversy. The Gemara asks, "Ve'omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav." Now, note here we have a very long question. Most of the long question you'll find is in brackets, but the gist of the question is that our Mishnah does teach the case of Yibeim Ulebesoif Noilad, where Rabbi Shimon is Matir and the Chachomim Aser. So that we're reinstating the point that our Mishnah does reckon with cases that are a Machloikes Tanoyim. Now that's the very general picture of this question. So we're coming back, we're reinstating the issue of Eishes Ochiv Shelohoya Boilamon, and that our Mishnah is understood in light of Shitas Rabbi Shimon, namely the controversial case of Yibeim Ulebesoif Noilad, where Shimon does the Yibum with Reuven's widow, and afterwards, Levi is born, which we thought before was something everyone would agree is prohibited, and yet we see that Rabbi Shimon is matir that. Now, in order to see what exactly the question is, the Gemara goes through quite a bit of material. But again, to emphasize the structure, the question begins here. It continues to the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph. And at the second line from the top of Yud Amud Aleph, Rebbe's response, or the response on behalf of Rebbe, comes in. And not only that, but you can see from the markings on Yud Amud Aleph, there are actually three questions that the Gemara offers in light of the question that we're raising from the following Brisa as taught by Rabbi Chiya. Now that the superstructure has been mentioned, we go into the Gemara itself. V'omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, V'chein Toni Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiyo teaches the following, and I must say that it will appear very abstract. And in order to appreciate what he's saying, one must go through the Gemara with its numerous examples. On the side of the Gemara, before we get into the text, we can look at the Rashi by way of introduction. Ve'omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, b'perek arba achin, it's the name of a perek later in the Masechta, Desnan, it is taught in the Mishnah there on the Chavov Amar Aleph, arba achin, a case of four brothers, Shnayim Nosu Shtei Achoyas, two of them married two sisters, Umesu Hanesunis Achoyas, and the brothers that had married the sisters died, leaving no children, Hareu Cholsos V'lo Misyavnos, the two surviving brothers do not have an option of marrying those two sisters. Because when you focus in on each one of those women, there are two sisters, and those two sisters have a connection to each one of the brothers. Be nosiv hai, if one of the surviving brothers chooses one of those sisters, she, though, is kolpoga b'chol zukukosa. She's the sister of the other one that's also connected. Zukukosa means connected, connected through the yibum mechanism. Vidamyo, and since there is a connection, it appears la'achos isha b'chaya. It says if she is already married, so that if you have two women that are both sisters, that are they're yevomos, they are widows of brothers that died. It's any woman that you take. Each one of them is like the sister of your wife. The Kotoni Hasam, and it is taught there in the Mishnah, Hoiso Achas Mehen Asuro Alho Echod Isur Erva, so that if you have we mentioned two brothers died, leaving two widows, granted the two widows are sisters, but one of those women is prohibited by virtue of her being an erva to one of the surviving brothers, so that if you had several brothers, and we're going to see examples of this later, but if you had several brothers, you had Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, and Reuven had married, let us say, Levi's mother-in-law, and Shimon married that woman's sister, so Levi will not be allowed to marry his mother-in-law, Umutar Bachose. He can marry the other woman, her sister, who was Shimon's widow. In a case like that, where you had the two sisters falling to Yibum, but one of them was strictly forbidden, the Lav Achos Zukukosohi, we can't say that she's the sister of a woman that you had a connection with, a Yibum connection, Mishum Dach Ervahi. One's mother-in-law, for example, is an erva. You can't marry her, and she has no yibum connection to you. The Rachmona Patra Mine Vidrashus Aleo Aleo. The Torah already forbade her, as we learned from the word Aleo that we spent so many dapim already discussing. Vasheni Aser Bishtayan. The other brother, in our example, we had Levi and Yehuda. So if Reuven's widow was Levi's mother-in-law, Shimon's widow is mutter to Levi. As far as Yehuda is concerned, both women are usher because of the issue of achol zukukoso. Now, what about this case? Hoiso hashniyo asuro al hasheni isu erva. Imagine Reuven and Shimon, who had married two sisters. Those two sisters happen to be the mothers-in-law of Levi and Yehuda, respectively. Kagon shahoyso chamoso. If that's the case, or if Reuven's widow is Levi's mother-in-law, and Shimon's widow is Yehuda's mother-in-law, the following law applies. Ho asuro loze, muteris loze. The one that is the widow of Reuven, which was Levi's mother-in-law, so she is muteris to Yehuda. And Shimon's widow, who was Yehuda's mother-in-law, is Muteris to Levi. So you have two sisters that appear, they fall to Yibum, as opposed to no close to Yibum. They're two sisters, and we can say about the two brothers, the one who is usher to this one is mutter to that one, and the one who is usher to that one is mutter to this one. And here Rashi gives us an example, and we have charts also that accompany these many of these examples. Kegoin Rochel v'Leah shtei achoyos. You have on the side, right across from here, we have charts that run around this whole page counterclockwise. And you notice there's a diamond heading called Chamoisai. And there's on this chart, we have a Reka. Reka means background. There are two sisters. They're Leah and Rachel. They have daughters. They're called Bas number one and Bas number two. And you can see under that, we have our case of Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Bas number one is married to Yehuda. Bas number two is married to Levi. These circled numbers are the daughters of the women married to Reuven and Shimon. So Rashi continues, and you keep one finger on the chart and one finger on in Rashi. You have these two sisters, Vinoflu Lifnei Levi Yehuda, the two sisters, Leah and Rachel, fall to Yibum in front of Levi and Yehuda. Rachel, Chamosa Shalevi. Rachel is the mother-in-law of Levi. That we saw before, because Rachel's daughter, who was called Bas number two, had married Levi. So her mother, Rachel, is Levi's mother-in-law. So Leah is Chamosa Shal Yehuda. Leah is Yehuda's mother-in-law. Now, when Reuven and Shimon die, the slash marks indicate the death. So the Reuven and Shimon brothers die. Rachel asuro leLevi muteres leYehuda. Rachel cannot marry Levi. Rachel is Levi's mother-in-law, so she's not zekuka to him. She's usher to him, but she is muteres to Yehuda. Rachel is not related to Yehuda whatsoever. The lav achol zekukaso hi. Rachel is not the sister of someone who's zekuka to Yehuda. Who's Rachel's sister? Leah. But Leah happens to be Yehuda's mother-in-law. So by virtue of the fact that Leah is Yehuda's mother-in-law, she's not zekuka. She has no connection to Yehuda. So Rachel is the sole available woman. She's not achos zekukoso. The Leah lo zekuka le, Rashi says. Leah is not connected to Yehuda. The Hochamosuli, Leah is his mother-in-law. The Leah Asurli Yehuda Muteris Levi. Leah is forbidden to Yehuda, and she's Muteris to Levi. The Eno Achosuku Koso, the Rochel Lozuku Kole. Rochel is not connected to him. The Hochamosuli, Rochel is Levi's mother-in-law. So, since Rochel is Levi's mother-in-law, Leah is not is the only woman available for Levi to do Yibum with. The Katani Hasam, and it says there in the Mishnah on Chavav, Zuhi Shamru, this is what we say, Achosa Kishi Yavimta, O Chayletzes Oy Misyabemes. That's the Mishnah, very abstract phrasing. Shtei Achoyos, but what it means is you can have two sisters. Shein Yevamos Zulazu, there are two sisters that are both Yevamos. They're both widows that were married to men leaving no children. Shenosu Lishnei Achim, they had married two brothers. Venofnu Lifnei Shnei Achim, and they fall to Yibum in front of two surviving brothers. We say, O Cholzos Omis Yablos, Ru'uyos L'chalitza L'Yibum. They're fit for the whole parsha of Yibum, either to do chalitza, the shoe removal, or to marry. Ukugon shoisa kol achas asura alo echod isur erva. Provided that each one of these widows is forbidden to one of the brothers as an erva. Kidapricious, as we already illustrated. The Kama Rav Yehuda, we saw in our Gemara on the fourth line from the top, Rav Yehuda, he says, Bekulon Tes Vav Arayos, with regard to all 15 Arayos, Ani Kore Bohem Mishnah Zu. This can be applied. In other words, we can invent examples. involving each one of the 15 arayas in the Mishnah and say, Ho'asur lozeh, muteres lozeh. Klomar, efshur lehiskayim, you can fulfill, umishkachas bekulon, and find in each one of the examples, shishtei achoyos noflos lefnei shnei achim. Take any one of the examples of the Mishnah and create a model where she and her sister fall to Yibum in front of two surviving brothers. Vezu asur lozeh, mishum bito. Bito is one of the examples. And one of the sisters happens to be the daughter of one of the surviving brothers. Vezu asur lozeh, mishum bito. And the other widow is the daughter of the other surviving brother. Vechein bas bito. Similarly, you can set up a model with one's granddaughter. Vechein kulon, and so too with all the examples. So tehehu asur lozeh muteres lozeh, asur lozeh muteres lozeh. And the result will be, after you work through each one of the models, the two widows remain. One lady is usher to one of the brothers, and the other lady is usher to the other brother, and they're both sisters. The yisyab mushneim, and as a result of each one of the ladies being prohibited to one of the brothers, both ladies, both widows will be able to marry the other brother. Afalpi shehein shtei achoyos, even though they are both sisters. V'lo amrinon achos zekukosoi hi, and as a result of their prohibition to one of the brothers, each one is prohibited respectively to each one of the brothers. We do not say she is the sister of someone you have a connection with. You are not said to have a connection with a woman that you are prohibited to marry. As you can see, you look through this Rashi, you see extensive, you see diamonds that appear. Each diamond highlights an additional example in the Mishnah. Each one of the 15 arayas that are mentioned in the Mishnah, and how you can construct a model featuring that particular erva falling liyibum together with her sister. And we will say the one that's usher to this brother is mutter to the other brother, the surviving brothers, and the one that's usher to that brother is mutter to this brother. So now with that in mind, I highly recommend working through each one of these examples, following the charts that we have on the side, working through them very slowly. That enables you to really get into the topic of Yevomis in a very concentrated fashion. But for our purposes right now, we're going to continue in the Gemara. If you notice, as we mentioned earlier, we have a bracketed section. If you see on the side, there's a note, a starred note, Tam HaSugrayim, the reason for these brackets, a Gemara Menase Laharois, Derech Rebbi Chiya, the Gemara is going to try to show through Rebbi Chiya's Braisa that we read, the Mishnah Seinu Mayrinami Bepluto, that our Mishnah does feature a scenario that is a machloikis. Efshir lirois ze rak alibo de Rav Safra shomofia achar hasograim. In order to see this, we will be able to do so only once you get to Rav Safra, who appears after the bracketed section. On the side of the Gemara, the other margin, we have the topic heading, the nose, Brais Asher Bchia, Shnei Achoyos Shenoflos Lefnei Shnei Achim Liibum. As we already said, two sisters are falling to two surviving brothers in a Yibum scenario. Namely, they are widows having left husbands that had no children. V'chol Echo Yuchal Yabem Achas. And each one of these widows who happen to be sisters can marry one of the surviving brothers. And we don't say that she is the sister of someone else who is connected with you, Kitamavur, as we see explained. You'll notice that we have a mivne, a structural note, the double underline, are deos, ezo arayos, bamishna, klulos, bichlal, shel Rebbi Chiya. These are different opinions as to which of the arayos are included in Rebbi Chiya's rule. It's true that Rebbi Chiya's brisa opened up with the expression bekulan, but there is the amoraim that appear in the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Abaye, they qualify. However, when you get to Rav Safra, you see he is expansive. He will include even the case that the previous opinions did not include. So that when you get to the second line from the bottom, Rav Safra, he said, Mitargein, he explains Rabbi Chiya's source, Af Eishes Ochiv Shelohoya Bolomo. Even the case of the wife of a brother that did not live concurrently with this one, Umishkachaslo Bishisa Achim, in order to construct the necessary model, you have to set up a family involving six brothers, Fialiba de Rabbi Shimon, and in accordance with Rabbi Shimon, because only according to Rabbi Shimon will you have a possibility of a Yibum with a woman who was the wife of a brother that you did not live together with, you did not live concurrently with. And that will be illustrated only by citing a case of Yibeng Ulebesoif Noilad, where first Yibum was done, and afterwards a brother was born. Of course, that requires a chart, but the main point is that it can be taught only according to Rabbi Shimon, because according to the Rabbanan, whenever you're dealing with an Eishes Achiv Shelohi Bolomo, there is no Yibum to speak about. It's also important for us to note that when you have a Brisa, like we have here, it is, in order to construct the question, you have to make the assumption that this Brisa is a commentary on our Mishnah. And being that that Rav Safra explains, or say maybe plugs in to the Brisa, the case of Eishes Ochiv Shelo Hoya Ba'olomo, and only if you assume according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that shows us through the Brisa, which reflects our Mishnah, that our Mishnah does feature topics that are controversial, namely a machlokis between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan. So that being the case, the question concerns Levi and his suggestion, why not teach Imo Anusas Aviv as well? The Gemara will answer, and here it's important just to skip ahead just to see the structure of the Gemara. On the second line from the top of Daf Yud Amad Aleph, Le Rebbe Hani Kloli Les Lei. Rebbe does not accept Rebbe Chiya's teaching as far as Rebbe is concerned. It is not necessarily so that the arayas of the Mishnah have to be able to be set up in a case of two sisters that fall to Yibum and Yibum can be accomplished where we would not say that they are a problem of Achois Zekukasai. And since Rebbe is not bound by Rebbe Chiya's model, Rebbe will tell you that when our Mishnah speaks about Eishes Ochiv Shelo Bahoya Bolomo, that is the case that everyone agrees with. Namely, that Reuven died, leaving a widow. There's Shimon, and before Shimon married Reuven's widow, Levi was born. So Levi was born seeing the woman as the widow of Reuven, a brother that he never lived concurrently with. So that is the first of several answers it will appear at the top of Yud Omid Aleph. Now that we've seen the general structure, let's go through the Gemara, starting with the brackets, the bracketed section. Rabbi Yehuda Mitargem, Rabbi Yehuda explains, Mechamoisoi Be'elech, from example number 7 in the Mishnah, Erva number 7, mother-in-law, from that case onwards, that we can set up the Rabbi Chiya model. Avol Shisa Bovi Dereisha Loi, but the first 6 examples of the Mishnah, that no, my taima, why not? Well, remember in the Mishnah, the first example of Mishnah was a person's daughter falling to Yibum. Well, that example came on debito, since the case of daughter, where you have 2 women, they're both sisters, and they're falling to two brothers, and each one of the brothers would be able to marry the other girl. In order to set up a model like that, you'd have to do it through rape. Be'oinsin mishkachas lo, be'nisuin lo mishkachas lo. Since in order to set up a case like that, you can do so only by through introducing a background involving a rape, but not through marriage. Be'nisuin komairi, be'oinsin lo komairi. As far as Rabbi Yehuda is concerned, our Mishnah is dealing only with cases of marriage, where there was a marriage, and not cases that would necessitate rape in order to set up the model. Now, let's take a look at how the case of Bito, for example. There are numerous examples. There are 6 examples. We're only going to look at one of them. But what does Rabbi Yehuda mean when he says that in order to set up the case of Bito, you would have had to come up with a story involving rape? Well, on the side, you see a diamond introducing the case of Bito. You see a section called Rekha, that means background. Before we get to the marriages with the brothers, a little background. You have Reuven and Shimon. These are 2 brothers, and they raped a woman. As a result of the rape, there were 2 girls born. Reuven's rape resulted in Bas number 1, and Shimon's rape resulted in Bas number 2. These are sisters through a common mother. So you have 2 sisters. There are 4 brothers, and that's, you can see to the immediate left-hand side of what we just read, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Levi and Yehuda married those 2 daughters respectively. On our chart, we have Levi married Bas number 2, and Yehuda married Bas number 1. Who is Bas number 1? Bas number 1 is the daughter of Reuven. Well, when Levi and Yehuda die, leaving no children, so these 2 women, Bas number 1, Bas number 2, fall to Yibum, to whom? To their fathers, respectively. We can agree that these 2 women are sisters. They're falling in Yibum in front of 2 brothers. When you look at these 2 brothers, they cannot marry either one of them. Namely, Reuven cannot marry Bas number 1. That's his daughter. So she's not Zekuka to him. Only Bas number 2 is connected. So, by virtue of the fact that Bas number 1 is off-limits to Reuven, Bas number 2 cannot be described as the sister of someone who is connected. She's not the sister of someone who is connected. Bas number 1 is not connected. So Reuven will do Yibum with Bas number 2, and Shimon will do Yibum with Bas number 1. Shimon and Bas number 1 are not related. It's true that Shimon raped a woman, but that doesn't create a legal bond between Shimon and the woman. So Shimon is able to marry Bas number 1. Reuven marries Bas number 2. And if you continue with the examples that follow, you'll notice that the case of Bito and Baspino, those cases, in order to set them up, you had to come on to cases of rape. And according to Rav Yehuda, our Mishnah does not deal with those cases. Therefore, in order to apply Rabbi Chiya's model to the Mishnah, it will apply, but starting only from the case of case number 7, Chamoso, and onwards. The model of Chamoso, so that we saw already. The Gemara continues. Ve'abaye mitargem af bito me'anusaso. Abaye is willing to apply Rabbi Chiya's formula, namely, two sisters that fall to Yibum, to two brothers, and Yibum can be accomplished. Kevon de Ashkuchi Mishkachaslo, since it can be found, it can be, it's a possibility. Ibayo minha oinsin teheve, ibayo minha nisuin teheve, whether it's through oinsin that the model is constructed or it's through nisuin, so be it. Avol. Eshes ochiv shaloi hoyobai lomoi loi. But as far as that particular erva featured in the Mishnah, Abaye will tell you, you cannot apply Rabbi Chiya's formula to that case. My time, oh? Why not? Kevon de Rabbi Shimon de Mishkachas lo Rabbonon lo Mishkachas lo, since to set up a case where Yibum would take place involving an Eishes Ochiv Shelo Hoyaboy Lomo, and since that can happen only according to Rabbi Shimon, it can't happen according to the Rabbon, because once a woman is labeled as an Eishes Ochiv Shelo Hoyaboy Lomo, there is no Yibum possibility. So since it can be set up only according to Rabbi Shimon and not according to the Rabbona, the Plukto Lo Komairi, our Mishnah does not feature cases that are machloikesin. For Rav Safra mitargim af eishes ochiv shelo bolamo. Rav Safra says that our Mishnah does reflect Rabbi Chiya's formula, even including the case of Eishes Ochiv Shelo Oyobo Lomoy. Umishkachas lo b'shiso achim valibo de Rabbi Shimon. You can set up a model, provided you set up six brothers, and you will have an Eishes Ochiv Shelo Oyobo Lomoy, a woman who was married once upon a time to a brother that did not live concurrently with this particular brother, and Yibum between two sisters marrying two brothers will appear. The Simonech, and a shorthand version in order to remember the case, you have the following formula. It's not going to make sense as we read it initially, but once you go through the case and then look back at this formula at the top line, it will make sense. What's the formula? Mace nolad v'yibayim, mace nolad v'yibayim. So, in order to appreciate this, we of course will take a look at a chart. It's very, very involved, but it shows how you can have two sisters that have a label upon them of Eishes Ochiv Shelo Hoyobo Lomo, marrying two brothers. So we have a chart, and it's you have to find the diamond. It's kind of in the middle of the page. There's a diamond on the right hand side of our daf called Eishes Ochiv Shelo Hoyobo Lomo, and the numbers that appear in the chart indicate order of events. So we have on this chart, you see, first, let's see the brothers. You've got Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun. Reuven is married to Leah. Shimon is married to Rachel. Stage 1. Reuven dies. So you see that Reuven's wife, Leah, she is a Yavama. Stage 2. At the point that Reuven dies, Yisachar is born. If you remember, we had a formula at the top line. It was Mace, Nolad, and Yibam. So here you see Mace. That was stage 1. Stage 2, Yisachar was born. That's Nolad. Stage 3 is Levi does Yibum. Who does he do Yibum with? Levi does Yibum with Leah. Is there any problem in Levi doing Yibum? No problem whatsoever. The Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, they lived concurrently. So with upon Reuven's death, Leah, the widow of Reuven, she can do Yibum with Levi. However, and we emphasize, before Levi made a move, before that, Yisachar was born. So Yisachar sees Leah as the wife of a brother he never lived concurrently with. So we describe stage 1, stage 2, stage 3. Again, Mace, Reuven, born Nolad Yisachar, and then Levi did Yibum with that widow, with Leah. Stage 4. Shimon dies, leaving Rachel as a widow. So there you have Mace. Again, we're keeping in mind the formula we mentioned at the top of Yud Omid Aleph. Now, Shimon dies. Stage 5. Zvulun is born. Now, when Zvulun is born, he sees Rachel as a widow of a brother he never lived concurrently with. Stage 5 was the birth of Zvulun. Stage 6, we see Yehuda doing Yibum with Rachel. Now I ask, will Rachel, that the woman that Yehuda was just miyabing, will Zvulun ever be able to marry her? The answer is no, because as far as Zvulun and Rachel are concerned, Zvulun was born before Rachel had done Yibum. So when Zvulun was born, he saw Rachel as a widow of a brother he never lived concurrently with. However, when Zvulun was born, he saw Leah not as a widow. When Zvulun was born, Leah had already been married through Yibum to Levi. So as far as Zvulun is concerned, Leah is a possibility. When Levi and Yehuda die, you have Rachel and Leah falling to Yibum. So on our chart, you can see, we noted at stage 7, Levi and Yehuda die, leaving no children. Levi had been married to Leah. Yehuda had been married to Rachel. Those are two sisters. There survived two brothers, Yisachar and Zvulun. Yisachar does Yibum with Rachel. Because when Yisachar was born, Rachel was not a widow. When Yisachar was born, Rachel had been married to Shimon. Those were brothers that they had been together in the same at the same time. So Yisachar can marry Rachel. Zvulun, as we pointed out before, he can do Yibum with Leah. So you have Yisachar and Zvulun. They're two brothers. They are marrying two sisters. And these two sisters were not both available to each one of these brothers respectively. Because as we said, regarding Yisachar, for example, Yisachar could never have married Leah. Zvulun could never have married Rachel. Based on what? Based on Eishes Achiv, Shelo Hoya Balomo. So what we have shown is that you can have the example of Eishes Achiv, Shelo Hoya Balomo, two sisters, each one of them is an Eishes Achiv, Shelo Hoya Balomo to one of the two surviving brothers, and two sisters falling to two brothers under the title of Eishes Achiv, Shelo Hoya Balomo, and Yibum is taking place. In order for that to be allowed, you have to resort or rely on Shita's Rebbe Shimon. Because according to the Rabbanan, once a woman is labeled Eishes Achiv Shelo Balomo, she remains usher to all the brothers down the line. And it doesn't matter that she had done Yibum, married through Yibum prior to the birth of a new brother. That doesn't erase, according to Rabbanan, the fact that she had been married previously to a brother that did not live concurrently with this surviving brother. So in order to construct Rabbi Chiya's model and apply it to the Mishnah, as far as Rav Safra is concerned, our Mishnah does incorporate the Rabbi Chiya model, only because the Mishnah is according to Rabbi Shimon. So that shows us that our Mishnah does teach matters that are of controversy. The Gemara responds on the second line from the top of Yud Amud Aleph, Le Rebbe Hani Kloli Les Le. Rebbe does not accept Rebbe Chiya's model that the arayas of the Mishnah have to be set up or can be set up as two sisters falling to two brothers and they both being available for Yibum because each one is not achos zukukoso of the other. Since we've finished that test, we'll pause here, bearing in mind that two more responses follow, which Amir Hashem will pick up with next time. If you should wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.